Welcome back to the Johnny Londoff Chevrolet Line Change on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
We certainly have a diverse musical set here.
I'm starting to get pissed.
Okay, about
Hannah's
what?
Theme song.
About this song.
No, no, this is Hannah's theme song.
These are all of TJ's picks.
Based on what we were talking about.
Wait, Rocco. No, I'm talking to Rocco. Who picked this song out?
I picked this song out because it fit in the conversation we were having in the break. And sometimes I just pick music that way.
Hammer Time fitting in the conversation?
See,
can't touch this.
You can't tease and not explain the conversation.
No, you're right.
What
are you missing here?
I don't know.
Like all things, I picked the entire music selection thing we've got here. Different people took turns at the desk. I don't know how you don't know this because you were there picking songs too.
I haven't heard a song of mine yet.
I
heard Britney Spears, I heard MC Hammer, and I heard like NSYNC.
Okay, I'm going to start making a play. I will start writing in return songs then into the reader.
Nope.
Every day.
Yeah, I'm going to play two songs anyway. Okay. Jesus. Britney Spears and MC Hammer.
But Cam,
over two.
We have to explain now the conversation we're having off air so people know what we were talking about.
We're trying to hook Hannah up.
And
that was her theme song.
Because you can't touch this.
Rock was right on it.
You guys make me look like a terrible person.
No,
you're just
actually,
very selective.
That's kind of cool that you're like that, to be honest.
Yeah,
it's a good thing.
You shouldn't have
Cam's
low
theme
standards.
Song for about 10 years was that Jay-Z song. On to the next one.
That's true.
855-282-8255. That's the Ryan Kelly phone line. Also the text line 855-282-TALK. Let's do a blues report, Cam, brought to you by your buddy and our friend of the program, Jim Patton. The Blues in third place now, tied with Nashville.
Yes.
In the Central Division. And if you look at the remaining schedule with 11 games to go, only two games against playoff caliber teams. You would have to say the Blues have a very strong shot to finish third. If they do, probably you play Minnesota, who's lost five in a row.
I wouldn't want to. We match up against Minnesota right now. This is come by Jim Patton from Remax One, who is sick right now. And he was
he's supposed to call in, right?
It's like, I go, what do you got? So you're on a 450 gym. He's like, yeah. Look, Cam, I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it today. I'm like, why? He's like, Cam, I'm just sick. I sound like I'm nasally on the phone. I don't know if I can do it. I'm like, don't worry about it, Jim. We'll get you in there, bud. He's like, you got to make sure everybody knows that I'd be there if I could. I'm like, we got you, buddy. So he's pretty upset. He's sick in bed right now, so he's going to come on tomorrow. But this is look, I'd like to be matched up against Minnesota if we could. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, we'll see where the stakes lay, but we match up great against them. We're up for those games. They do have a very good team, and everybody's different in the playoffs too. So you can't look at the regular season and be like, well, we beat them. We're going to be fine in the playoffs. No, that's not the case. It's a different animal in the playoffs. We all know that. But who would you rather face against, Minnesota or Chicago? Right now, I'd rather face Minnesota in the first round. Mm-hmm. No doubt about it.
Yeah.
What do you think, girl?
I completely agree with that. Obviously, last season, everyone said, St. Louis doesn't stand a chance, and you knock them out. But I think that Chicago is much stronger going into the playoffs this season than last season. I think they're going to have a much stronger performance in the playoffs, and they're definitely more consistent.
And
you definitely would rather take the team who started off strong and went rough going into the playoffs rather than the Blackhawks, who started off rough just like the Blues and ended
game.
Up very
you don't
strong
want to play
and consistent.
You don't want to play a game or a team that's just straight up on their game going into the playoffs like the Blues are right now. If they keep doing this, nobody wants to face the Blues going into the playoffs.
Right.
And we talk about how hot Jake Allen is. Devin Dubnyk is not hot at all. He is.
And he's playing bad.
He's playing really bad. .899 save percentage, giving up almost three goals a game in March. And in hockey, man, it's the sport where one guy, that goalie, if he's that could be the difference for sure.
A goalie can make you, and a goalie can break you. And for him to go through the same things Jake Allen went through a month and a half ago, whatever the hell it is, goalies go through that kind of stuff, that demon in your head that you can't shake. As a goalie or as a player, you can in a lot of different ways. And we explained this, TJ. Mm-hmm. If I got into one of those funks, I'd go out there and I'd run somebody over. I'd try to get in a fight or I'd try to change some pace up. Or if, as a defenseman, even a goal scorer, Jaden Schwartz, he hasn't scored a goal, but he's been playing well because he's making plays. He's setting up 91. He's making other players on the ice better because of him. And he's not scoring. He's still going through that slump. There's ways to get out of it. Now, for a goalie, it's completely different. It's all mental. You're there. Mm-hmm. You're okay. Your body feels fine. It's all in your head. You're not seeing a puck. You're not squared up to the puck. You're not squared off to the posts when need be. You're not communicating well. There's a lot to it. So he's going through that funk right now. Hopefully he keeps going through it, to be completely honest with you. Hopefully he doesn't have a Martin Brodeur coming down and whisper sweet nothings into his ear. I hope that's not the case. I'm sure it's not. I don't know if they have any Hall of Famers up there waiting to talk to Dubnyk or not, but I doubt it. So it's good that he's going through that now. Will he go through this for the rest of the year? Nah. He's going to get out of this. They're going to be on their game by the time playoffs come. Let's be completely honest with ourselves.
You don't know what
here.
They're going through, but you kind of look at it. And you, when I think of the Wild, I think of them as more a more full team, as opposed to the Blackhawks have some younger guys that are pulling their weight, but they have those superstars who have been consistent all the time.
That's a good point.
So when you're comparing those two teams, you know, what do you see playing against both of them?
I see the superstars in Chicago are absolute superstars. Mm-hmm. Even Panarin, even Hossa. Well, Hossa definitely is. You know, Seabrook, I put him in that category. Even Campbell, he's a damn good player. And then they got a bunch of guys that make under $1 million. What, like 12, 13 of them?
A lot of them.
How many people?
They lost some of their superstars this past season.
But they could do that because their big guys play every
single damn night.
And they do it. And they could still win the cup that way because their superstars are absolute superstars. Mm-hmm. And they play that damn way every damn night. And it sucks for us.
And, well, last year, though, to the Blues' credit, their depth was able to overcome those superstars. Yep. Finally broke through because the Blues had four lines they could run at Chicago.
And they did.
And they've beaten both teams this season. It's been back and forth with Chicago. And the fact that, you know, they pulled that game off Minnesota, everyone acted like that was the biggest deal of all times. No, the Blues have solid potential.
They played great in that game.
That wasn't an upset. Blues have more potential than people give
them.
They do.
They just need to keep playing the way they're playing. Look, when the Blues are on, they're on. It's not a fluke when they beat good teams. It's not. Right. They outplay. When they beat teams, they outplay teams up and down the ice when they win. And that's a great thing to see. That's a great sign. When they've beaten these big teams, they've beaten them legitimately. It wasn't just because Jake Allen got hot and the boys all played like crap in front of him. No. Everybody from the front end, all four lines to all six defensemen and Jake Allen played exceptionally well against some great teams. They stood up to the plate and they showed them, hey, if we play in the playoffs, we can beat you. And other teams see that. Trust me.
I think this run they're on, 14-7 under Yo, and with the favorable schedule down the stretch, it's a good reminder that we shouldn't judge seasons until they're over. Because I remember at the beginning of the year, we were making our Blues predictions when I was on another program on this network. And I think I said, I was trying to remember what I said the other day. I think I said they'll finish third in the division. They'll struggle for a lot of the year, and then they'll get it together late and maybe make a playoff run.
I doubt that's what you said, but
that's what I did say. Now, I'm not saying that's going to happen, but I'm
Jake Allen will go through a struggle.
I did not say that.
I'm pretty sure they're going to fire him in January.
I didn't say that.
Yo's going to come in five in a row guaranteed.
My point is, if you would have asked me then in January, if that was the prediction I made and you would have said, how do I feel about that? I would have said, man, I was wrong. I was wrong. They're not going to do that. They look terrible. I don't even think they're going to make the playoffs. But maybe that is how the season's going to turn out,
sports in that way as much. Hockey is very different in the sense of you really don't take the beginning as seriously because teams are still compiling together.
You don't know who you are
yet. As opposed to other teams. Other sports, I feel like it's different in that way. And there's so many games in hockey.
Listen, momentum swings are huge in hockey. The whole game is about momentum.
There's so much variation.
The whole year is about momentum. They have momentum now. They have momentum going into a Colorado Avalanche building that's going to have 14,000 people there. Half of them are going to be Blues fans. You know, you're on ninth night of a road trip. You have the momentum. This is where momentum carries you. You go out there and play a game tomorrow night and you beat another team that's in the bottom of the totem pole, but you have the momentum going into this crappy-ass building.
And there's difference with better chances because of the amount of teams that make it to the playoffs as opposed to baseball and, you know, the higher requirements that there are to make the playoffs in different sports.
I completely agree with you on that. But I tell you this, a month and a half ago when this whole debacle was going down with Jake Allen, we're sitting here looking at each other like, what the F is going on? Mm-hmm. And how are we going to talk about this? Remember, I was like, oh, my God, it's all negative. Like, if they don't get out of this hole,
Tarasenko wasn't even speaking to you. He was giving the evil eye.
Remember that during Bobby's thing? I'm looking at him. He's looking right through me. And I'm like, he hates me. But I don't blame him because I was all hard on him. He wasn't moving his feet at the time. He was doing nothing on the ice, and I was so pissed. And it's hard to – It's hard to come on this show, honestly, when you see these guys all the time. I'm skating with Tom Stillman three times a week. I see the guys. I'm with the Blues alumni and with the Blues organization all over the damn place, and they go through that stretch, and I got to come on here and rag their ass every single day. That was difficult. It was, but we had to do it. We were confused. I've never seen anything like it. And they got through it. They fired Hitch. They did what they had to do. They went through a little slump, and they got back, and now they got the momentum. And now we're talking about playoff hunts, who we want to face in the playoffs. It's a pretty damn good conversation.
And
to
I think it's very clear that there's not always a lack of talent in the way that people were thinking with the Blues.
No, but the talent just wasn't performing to the level that should have been. They don't have enough talent to where the big boys can take a night off and expect to win games against big teams. That cannot happen.
Right.
They have enough talent to where their talent's on their game. They can make things happen. They can go far in the playoffs. But if there's a couple guys off their game, even Jaden Schwartz not scoring goals, that could be a big that can affect them in a negative way.
Mm-hmm. This Blues Report brought to you by RE/MAX Wanted owners Jim and Sharon Patton, Kathy Armfield, and Lynn Beebe with offices in Eureka and Wildwood. Log on to STL1Homes.com. That's STL, the number one, Homes.com. And I saw that an article in the Post-Dispatch the other day that the city of Maryland Heights is going to provide up to $6 million in public money
for site preparation
for this proposed Blues practice facility.
It's going to be
Would this be a game changer for hockey in the region?
It's going to be unbelievable. Every one of these kids that are going to be – that's going to be our nucleus, okay? That's when the Blues are going to practice. The alumni is going to be there. Triple-A hockey is going to be there. All these kids, four sheets of ice, one outdoor, an unbelievable – wait till you see our alumni room. Wait till you see what this thing's going to look like. But my point is, yes, when these kids come in there, they see all of us in there. They see the Blues practice. This is going to be so huge for youth hockey in this city. It is going to be huge.
Well, it finally provides more of like a big safe haven and an awesome spot to host these tournaments.
Could
for
you
boys and girls hockey, they were talking about that. The amount of children, the amount of just – events that they can bring there will be huge for the St. Louis area.
What about all kinds of events? We could put on, I mean, the alumni could bring in other people from different organizations, mm-hmm. like the Phoenix Coyotes alumni, and bring them all in for a fantasy camp and bring everybody in there and, you know, hold a huge tournament and make a bunch of money and do this. It's just endless opportunity for this, for youth hockey and the communities and for sponsors and for all of us. It's going to be something special. We got to do it right. We got to make sure this damn thing's built right, too. You know, there's a lot of opportunity to make money, and we're all excited about it. So we had a good meeting about that today.
855-282-8255 on the text line. The total project cost, by the way, $40 million. It's a $250,000. Square foot facility and would take care, as you said,
it's gonna be a nice country
wouldn't just
club,
be
man.
For the Blues. It would house all kinds of youth hockey
Absolutely.
Activities as well. We're going to talk Cardinals coming up about 20 minutes from now. Our friend Derek Gould is going to join us from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch and Cardinal reporter here for 590. Cardinals playing a night game tonight. Less than 2 weeks to go before the home opener. It's crazy, man. This is the last full week of spring training.
I know.
Although it does seem like they've been there a while. How about, did you guys catch any of the World Baseball Classic over the weekend? How about Team USA, man, getting it done, beating the Dominican Republic, probably the heavy favorite in the World Baseball Classic Saturday night. Great catch by Adam Jones. He robbed a home run from his teammate Manny Machado for the DR. There were over 40,000 people there, and now the Americans are on to the semifinals at Dodger Stadium tomorrow night.
It's going to be tough. We've got a playing against that undefeated Japanese team that's got some hitters. It's going to be a good game, though. You've got the top guys in Major League Baseball playing the top guys from the Nippon Pro League, which is the second biggest professional league in the world. It's going to be it's the type of game that you can really put the sport
How do you compare that to is like if the Team USA in hockey played Russia?
What's the second biggest?
Probably Russia.
Yeah.
Besides Canada and the U.S.
So like, take a lot of the best guys from that league. Well, yeah, take most of the best guys from that league and have them play against a spattering of the best guys in the NHL.
Yeah, what's the second best hockey league in the world? Is it the KHL, the second best hockey league in the world?
Well, the American league, outside of the U.S., would be the KHL for sure.
Yeah, so I mean it's the thing that's unique about this one compared to the Netherlands and Puerto Rico, who will play tonight for the other spot in the championship game, is you really have those top guys from that completely different league. There's only one guy that plays in the major leagues on the Japanese team.
I was
going to
ask you about that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so it's going to be a real big culture clash, and the thing you'll get a chance to see that you don't always see here. I mean, you kind of think about baseball. It's one way. You play baseball this way, but it's not. There's a lot of different ways. They play a different game over there. They go about attacking the game differently, so you'll see different
styles. Are they more speed-oriented?
They're more tactical, I think. Okay. I think they're about getting guys in scoring position as soon as possible.
Get guys on
putting
base.
The pressure on
there. I see.
So over here, picking guys apart a little bit. Switch it up in a hurry. Change the scoreboard. Make the big
play. See, now I'm going to watch that game.
It's going to be good.
Now that actually makes it,
it's going to be good. Interesting. This is the first time America's ever been to the championship of that thing. So it's great to see those
crowds. Which is kind of ridiculous, right?
Cool to see it.
Well, to an extent, but, I mean, you see.
They were sending the JV team for a while.
Right.
Okay, then there you go.
And this is only, what, the fourth World Baseball Classic? So it's not like they've been doing this for 50 years.
I was excited to see USA in it. I mean, that's, you know.
That atmosphere was great because some of the atmospheres, to be honest, have not when they played in front of like 12,000 the other night, it wasn't the same. But man, the DR brings people. They brought
when
people
you're used
Florida
to playing in front of a certain amount of people and you play in front of 12,000, it's not easy to get up for a game. Just like we were talking about with the Blues and the Avalanche and whatnot.
The late starts are kind of interesting though. Like that game the other night started at I think 9 o'clock Saturday. It wasn't over till past midnight. They need to do something about that.
Yeah, they were talking about that today.
Not like they had another game earlier.
Well, they were complaining about the basketball thing. But wouldn't you rather somebody flip channels back and forth watching a baseball game and a basketball game than trying to compete with people trying to fall asleep?
Yes, right? I would. Because
of course.
Just give yourself a
chance. Who doesn't sit down
chance
and change the channel? If it goes a commercial, I'm watching something else. So why not? I don't know.
We've talked about how spring training is long. You know who else thinks it's been too long? Is Ryan Braun of the Milwaukee Brewers. He will make $20 million this season, and he is upset about the length of spring training. He said, quote, "My favorite spring training at bat is a first pitch line out the center, or even better, a first pitch line drive double play, because we're all in the business of saving time. We aren't getting paid by the hour. I'm serious. I'm not kidding," he said.
Aw, poor guy. Didn't he get suspended?
He did. He was suspended 65 games.
And then you're making 20 schmil a year and you're complaining about that?
This is the guy that Aaron Rodgers was supporting. Wasn't that the whole deal with he like swore up at him at Aaron Rodgers, I guess. And Aaron said he would bet. Aaron said he would give up, I think, his yearly salary.
What happened was the guy who tested him took the sample home. And so there was some, Braun was trying to say, the sample was tainted. And it turns out it wasn't. And Braun later, a couple of years later, apologized and said he basically smeared this guy's reputation, the poor guy who took the sample.
Yeah.
And he was lying.
And now he's bitching about this.
He pulled an A-Rod, basically.
Yes.
And he pulled
but even worse,
Lance
at least,
Armstrong.
That's who it was. It was more like Armstrong, because at least I don't think A-Rod ever tried to destroy an individual person.
Lance did, and he sued him, too.
Right. Lance did, and Braun was more in that.
But Aaron Rodgers got involved somehow, because he's one of his, I guess,
stay away.
Brian Braun is one of his boys.
Well, they were business partners.
Yeah.
And he had to yank out of that because he was like, I can't deal with
the
guy.
Well, first
like
he said, if Ryan Braun is actually guilty, I'll give up my whatever. It was like five games, so I can't remember exactly what
that
it was. No, of course not.
I hate Aaron Rodgers now. He's turned me off against him.
Yeah, he's a liar. That's right. That's right.
Nothing's turning you off against Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah,
he doesn't get along with his family.
So Braun's bitching, though, about going to spring training.
He is. And look, I get it, but don't say that publicly. It makes you there's nothing no good that comes
foolish
out of it. You're making $20 million.
Not to mention the young guys on that damn team that look up to you. Look, that's contagious. When your big dog star is bitching about that, yeah, it's fine. We get it. You're a big dog. You're making a ton of money. You probably don't need to be there, but you're there. It's part of it. But when you start in the media, in the paper, bitching about you're not getting paid for training camp or whatever the case is, these young kids look at that like, screw you. Wow, that's how I should be.
That's a stupid way to look at it, too. Like, technically, we didn't get paid for training camp.
Like,
you
I'm
got paid
fighting,
like
guys.
$200 for training camp. Okay.
$700 a week.
And did you
whatever
get,
that is.
Were you getting paid technically when you were in the weight room at 6 or 7 in the morning or when you were up
right, exactly.
Running?
Like,
you weren't getting paid.
Like, when they're
that
dividing it up, they're like, it's this much per game. Well, don't divide it up that way. Do it different in your head. We're here this
Do
many
it
days.
Year long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Say, okay, I made $200 there. If you're Ryan Braun, I made $40,000 a day. Who cares?
Yeah,
just add it up in your head.
I know. There's other. Think positively. Like,
and by the way,
money.
Get better so that you can sign a bigger contract.
Yeah.
And stop cheating.
Enjoy yourself, Don.
Try that.
And stop what?
Stop cheating.
And you'll make more money this year than most Americans make in their lifetime several times over.
Oh, God.
You'll
make
in 30 games this year, he'll make more than. I mean, seriously.
No doubt.
Yeah. One more baseball night. Tim Tebow will begin the season in Class A at Columbia.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys watched the Cardinal game on Saturday. He had a nice hit.
My dad's like, get over here.
Hannah, would you?
There, yes. That's the perfect guy.
How do you know
Hannah?
He's not my buddy, Hannah? How do you
I've
know
met
he's
him.
Not my buddy?
He's tall.
I've met Tim.
Would you?
I know Tim.
Would you?
He's athletic.
So if I brought him down to Lake of Ozarks and introduced you to each other, could he be the
She's
guy
already met him.
Damn it.
I've met him.
Would you go out on a date with him?
Why are we having this conversation?
We're interested.
She started to say no. I saw it.
Yep. There was a no. Why are we having this conversation?
Because if we asked Eric, he'd say yes.
Well,
Eric,
I mean,
would. Eric, yes, he would.
He's a nice looking guy.
Eric, I would bang him.
I'm
Let's
a homosexual.
Just,
I'll admit
that doesn't
it.
Count either, TJ.
Why not? We're brothers in
well,
Christ.
We just know that. What?
Oh, my.
Wow.
Gosh.
It'll be fine. It'll be fine.
Yeah, I don't.
See you later, listeners.
I don't know anything about Tim on a personal level. So.
Well, we'll change that.
Read his book. He's got two.
That
yeah,
also doesn't
driven.
Say anything
they're faith
about
driven.
Anyone.
People are, you know, on the 314, I was talking about my Blues prediction. And by the way, that was on a show called The Triple Threat that aired on this
yeah,
station.
Yeah, we'll look that one up.
Hoffman, find the
oh,
tape.
My
anyway,
no, do yourself a favor.
Yeah,
don't
yeah.
Do
go
not
through the archives.
Listen to the Triple
somebody,
Threat.
Somebody texted and saying, also remember Eric saying Trump would win Wisconsin and Florida and Duke would get bounced in the second round of the tournament.
Uh-huh, yeah, uh-huh. Sounds, and the Cavs were going to break the streak, no doubt.
Cubs
the Cubs were going to get it, yeah. Eric called all that.
What else you got, Eric?
Also from the text line, any chance the Blues can catch Minnesota for the second spot in the Central? Yes, mathematically there is a chance. However, it's very unlikely.
People need to lose.
Yeah, the Blues have 11 games left, and I think they're 12 points behind, or 12 or 13 points behind Minnesota.
It doesn't even
so
matter.
Very
just,
unlikely.
Just get in the dance and see what the hell happens. You're going to have to face one of those teams one way or the other. Eventually.
Well, they're saying, could they get the home ice? Could they catch Minnesota so they get the home ice
yeah
in that series?
I mean, they're going to just.
They're 11 points just, behind with 11
you
gotta
games.
You got
to win out every game and just do what you got. Just make sure you guys are playing the way you're supposed to be playing going into this playoff run.
Derek Gould coming up next, Blues, Cardinals writer for the Post-Dispatch. We're going to talk about what's going on with the Redbirds in spring training. This is the Line Change driven by Johnny Londoff Chevrolet on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com.